CZI President Kumberai Katsande told Parliament's Industry and Commerce Committee that about 75% of goods in local shops are coming from outside the country, indicating the uncompetitiveness of the local industry. He said dollarization meant that Zimbabwean companies had to compete on the international market, and those local companies without international links were failing to cope. Katsande says it is important to rectify the problem now.
And we would have expected not just for business, the farmers, but also policymakers to take into account that as an economy, we are now playing at an international stage. It means our policies, our business practices, our farming standards and so on, they have to rise to that level. If they do not rise to that level, if our technology on the farm, if our technology in our manufacturing industries is still local, we are going to be left behind.
He said there is also need to push for agricultural productivity and competitiveness. Katsande said campaigns such as Buy Zimbabwe, which call on Zimbabweans to buy locally produced products, won't work because there's nothing much to buy anyway.
Suggested to people that I am more concerned about produce Zimbabwe at this stage than Buy Zimbabwe. That is my main concern. Let's have produce Zimbabwe. Let's have champion producers Zimbabwe than Buy Zimbabwe. You have to produce first before you buy. And I think the point has been made about we can't even produce potato chips. Now, how can I say to people, go and buy Zimbabwe potato chips?
Asked what industry's position on the reintroduction of the Zimbabwean dollar is, Katsande said this is not a priority at the moment.
And also remember, the currency was rejected by ordinary citizens who did not see confidence. And I think until our economy is performing to give ordinary people confidence, we just think that we would be diverting attention.
Meanwhile, Katsande told the committee that it is important for the country to improve exports and revive the tripartite negotiating forum to make the economy more competitive. He said the CZI has recommended to Treasury the setting up of an interministerial committee that would be tasked to create the best environment for doing business in Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, the House of Assembly today passed the Zimbabwe Human Rights Bill with amendments. The House was also due to pass the Electoral Amendment Bill. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.